two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Of course, that's from Les Mis, Look Down. And what we're going to do today is we're going to change that. We're going to look up instead. It's amazing. One of the interesting things coming out of the pandemic, of course, with everyone wearing masks for so long, we've lost that ability to see somebody smile other than in their eyes and where people look. And the thing that's really stood out for me, I've been thinking about this a lot the last couple of weeks, is the fact that when you can focus on people's eyes, you do start to notice how often we do look down. Sometimes we do that just out of comfort. Sometimes we do that out of shame or guilt. It's important that we learn to not just look people in the eyes, we need to look up because there's so many good things all around us. It's part of what we try to do on this show every day is to look up, to look around, to look different. Into spaces or to see things different than maybe we have in the past and recognize that there's much more out there that we don't realize. And as we look at that, as we explore those things on this show, we're always trying to figure out, what is the best path forward for individuals, for communities, for society, for countries. And over the last few weeks, we've spent some interesting time talking about rugged individualism. We've talked about compassionate communitarianism, talked about how those things are actually compatible in America. And exploring those kind of principles and staying with that kind of thought and exploration is really important to our understanding. There's a quote that is purported to have been given by Albert Einstein. And it says that he would always say that it's not that I'm so smart, but I stay with the questions much longer. So think about that. We live in such an instant society that, you know, we Google something, we think we got the answer, and we move on. If you want to have deep understanding, if you want to have elevated conversations, you actually have to stay with the question longer. And so Einstein saying that it wasn't that he was smarter, he just stayed with the questions longer, is pretty insightful. And can be very helpful. And so if we stay with the question a little bit of successful individuals, successful societies, we can look at all kinds of different things that impact those societies. We've been doing it over the course of the last week or so. We had a great conversation yesterday with Maya Jaradut, who had done a piece about Passover and why the home is such a central part of so many Jewish holidays and traditions. And there is something about coming to the table in celebration for understanding in terms of things that relate to principles and values and heritage. All of those things matter. And, you know, part of the challenge of any society is looking at the role of faith and religion in them. We just had Scott Rasmussen has a fascinating new poll out for Easter week where the Christian world celebrates the atoning sacrifice, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so Scott looked at that nationally in terms of where are people in terms of religion. It seems to be waning in many places, but there are some things that are still binding societies together and areas where faith and religion in the public square, not just behind closed doors, not just in the synagogue or in the church building or in your home, but in the public square, has an ability to pull those rugged individuals into associations where social capital can be created, where social capital can be invested and deployed. And all of that leads to some really interesting discussions. You'll remember from a week or so ago, we had Robert Putnam and Shailene Romney Garrett on the program talking about their new book, Upswing. And, of course, Robert Putnam, known for his work Bowling Alone. And he continues to raise, he stays with the questions. That's what I love about Robert. He's always fostering those questions, making sure we don't just rush past them thinking we have the answer. But he spent a lot of time, as has his tag team partner on the book, Shailene Romney Garrett, really looking at alienated and isolated Americans, especially coming out of the pandemic. In Bowling Alone, Putnam said faith communities in which people worship together are arguably the single most important repository of social capital in America. As a rule of thumb, our evidence shows nearly half of all associational memberships in America are church-related. Half of all personal philanthropy is religious in character, and half of all volunteering occurs in a religious context. So this idea of social capital that is fostered through faith groups and faith-based organizations and religious groups and religious organizations, especially coming out of a pandemic, we should not be banishing it from the public square. We should be bringing it into the public square in a more significant way. And so understanding that, you know, the Supreme Court overturned California and New York restrictions on the rights of people of faith to worship, even in the midst of a pandemic. And again, responsible citizens, yes, of course. Faith and reason, science and society, all those are also compatible principles, by the way. And so, you know, if Hollywood can say we can have a studio audience to film a singing competition, but nobody can enter a California church or synagogue or mosque, something's gone sideways. And so when we stay with the question of whether society is stronger with faith in it, there's a lot of things that we can discuss. And we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow on the program, because as we go through Easter week, as the Christian world celebrates Easter, there's a lot of things that we can pick up, a lot of things that we can learn, not just about faith, not just about connection, but about social capital, how it's created, how it's fostered, and most importantly, how it is invested in human beings, and whether those human beings are refugees or immigrants or people who have fallen into poverty or are without a home, or are addicted. Those are all things that we can invest our social capital in to the betterment of society. So the key, and we're going to do this tomorrow, we're going to stay with the question just a little bit longer. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us on KSL News Radio's Inside Sources. And as always, as you go out into the world today, look up, see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that'll make a difference.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.